It's Friday, and time once again for our documentary of the week. Technology has made nonfiction film easier to make, more available, and more popular than ever before. So WNYC will be here every week to tell you about the best of these films as they become available on screens of any size. Our hosts are Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival, the largest nonfiction film festival in the U.S. Here's Rafaela with this week's film.
In the documentary Nine Man, filmmaker Ursula Liang takes us inside Chinatowns all over the U.S. to explore an urban sport scarcely known to outsiders, a fast-paced form of volleyball played on asphalt instead of sand.
You kind of explain it as organized jungle ball.
I mean, you got nine people on the court as opposed to six.
We used to call other volleyball sissy ball.
Bobby Goon, coach of the Boston Knights, describes how the sport filled an emotional need for a generation of Asian American men to defy stereotypes about their masculinity.
As a Chinese American boy or an immigrant, we had no heroes. Our fathers were either in the laundry business or in the restaurant business, and we never got to see them do anything but work.
The film is also a great sports drama, capturing the twists and turns of an annual competition that draws teams from across North America. Here's player Patrick Tui Chin from Washington, D.C.
With all the problems, with all the heartache, with all the pain, with the dirt in your fingernails, you'll take it. You'll take it no matter what. There's absolutely nothing like it. And there's a lot of like love and a lot of passion. And I just couldn't give it up.
Nine Man is screening tonight at the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens and is available for digital streaming and on DVD starting this week. For more information, visit our webpage at wnyc.org/docs.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts and no other land.